Mr. Tutter, and I thank you very sincerely for the cordial manner in which you have received the toast just proposed, and for the very kindly expressions with which it was accompanied by its proposer. But I confess that in my reply, I am thinking rather of another than of myself. I am thinking of him, that great genius, in whose real honor we have met here tonight, and of whom I am but a feeble shadow in Europe. I am but expressing aloud what I feel must be in the mind of each of you when I say how much I regret that he cannot be here in the flesh as well as he is in the spirit, and as you will presently see in the voice. I thank you in the name of Mr. Edison first, and then for myself. And in conclusion, I would say that I sincerely trust that this will be but the beginning of many more interesting meetings under similar interesting circumstances. And with your permission, I should like to take this occasion to express my thanks to Mr. Hamilton and his assistants for their able cooperation in the preparation of the interesting matter with which we have been entertained and are yet to be. I will now only ask you to drink to the health of Edison. Standing, bumpers, and cheers. Those cheers and any kind words which any of you may like to say to Mr. Edison in response to this toast will be recorded on another instrument in the adjoining room and will be sent to America through the kind agency of Her Majesty's